Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Gobble, gobble.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from your boys at What the Famicom. This is a mini episode, but a turkey-sized topic. You like that one?
Nice.
I'm a Dan, a.k.a. Dantendo, a.k.a. Thanks, Danning.
Wow. Well, I'm Nicktendo, but really, I'm going to go back to my old high school nickname. Gobble. Gobble. Nick Gobble.
Nick Gobble. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, Nick Gobble. Gobble Ghoul.
So, in your nickname was Gobble Gobble Goo. Cool.
Gobble Gobble Ghoul.
Yeah, I mean, you're Italian.
Yeah, I'm right? Italian. People used to call me.
And you get stuffed a lot.
And sometimes my chin gets hangy. So, like, I used to have balls right under my chin.
And on your feet, you wear those white things that they put, those little white dangly things they put on the chicken wings of turkeys.
Yeah. So they called me Nick Gobble Gobble Ghoul back in high school.
Listen, you're learning so much about us on this Thanksgiving episode. We've never done a Thanksgiving episode before.
This is our first Thanksgiving episode.
Listen, what are you thankful for? Gamers, what are you thankful for? The newest Spider-Man 2 for the PS5? Are you thankful for Super Mario Brothers? Like, what are you thankful for? We're thankful for turkeys and video games.
Listen,
I don't think any podcast episode has ever done an episode about turkeys that show up in video games. So we're going to be the first one ever.
Right.
It's kind of like how Christopher Columbus was the first person ever on America, right?
Yeah, he was the very first one here.
Like, there was no one here.
Not a single person. I'm Italian.
And if anyone debates that,
it's indebatable.
It's canon.
Check America's history. It says Americans.
Man, I can't wait for that to be clipped by accident and make the rounds.
And someone thinks we're like big Christopher Columbus we're actually truthers.
So we thought we'd figure out a way to talk about Thanksgiving in an episode, talk about turkeys that show up in video games. Not a lot, which is makes total sense that there's no Thanksgiving levels either and stuff. And then the second part is video games that take place in Turkey, the country.
Oh, yeah. That's correct.
Because, I mean, and to be honest, a lot of them just take place in Istanbul, but that's still something. It still takes place in Turkey-ish.
Turkish?
It's Turkish. So the first game that I remember that had turkeys in them was South Park for the Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Yeah. So it was a first person game and you throw snowballs and you play as one of the kids in South Park. But the first enemies you encounter are really annoying, like rabid turkeys. Because I don't know if it takes place on Thanksgiving, but I just know they start attacking you and you have to fight like a giant turkey at one point.
Yeah, they're from the show at some point. So
okay. So yeah, that's the very first one. I distinctly remember that being the only turkey before I did research for this episode.
That's pretty cool. My first memory of one was 1982, the Atari 2600. Yeah, first memory of one was 1982. Did you let me finish my sentence? You look like you're going to interrupt me. And it was the game Eggomania.
Well, actually, I didn't pick that because that's a controversial topic because people think it's a chicken.
No, that's a turkey.
Is it? If you're listening to this, you say look at the cock on her?
Color pattern.
Oh.
Look at the cock on her. My God.
Because I was reading about it, and yes, you're right. It's a game that has like a bird-esque figure. But I read that it was a chicken, so I didn't put it on my list.
Okay, fine. I'll argue either way.
I mean, but it's your memory because it's your earliest memory, correct?
It's my earliest memory right before I was born. Yeah, correct.
Your mom shoved an Atari up her, you know what?
And I started playing.
While she was pregnant with you?
Before she was pregnant. No, it was before.
So you as sperm was playing. You were playing.
Yeah. So I don't know what you're doing with my mom. You're crossing some lines here. I was in my dad at the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now this makes sense.
Yeah. Now
I was pretending. I was pretending like, well, he was pretending to be a turkey and he was getting stuffed.
Was it like the way you draw a turkey with your hand?
Yeah, like the grade school way where you put your hand and draw over. Yeah. Holy shit. I always forget about that.
Yeah, you got it.
Another turkey that I remember is in like, I don't know if it's a specific one, but every single Castlevania game, the health that you pick up are turkey
bites. That's a chicken, isn't it?
No, it's turkey. Like, okay. This is probably going to be filled with lists of games that one of us probably thinks is the chicken, another one thinks it's turkey. I'm pretty sure it's turkey legs.
It could be. And I'm only going to say that because I was thinking of
Dracula hates turkeys. It's known. It's canon.
Tryptophania. He doesn't want to fall asleep.
Oh, is that so? Because if he falls asleep, a turkey might stuff him.
No. There's tryptophan in turkeys.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's why people get tired after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, not because they just ate 500 turkeys and they are off from work.
Yeah.
And having to deal with their family.
So anyway, it's canon. Don't put a turkey in Dracula's coffin.
Or my dad's butt.
Or in your dad's butt, because they might gobble.
Please don't.
Or if they're Italian, they might gobble ghoul.
They might gobble ghoul. My nickname from high school. It's back. Yeah. Okay.
It's back, that's... baby. We're back, baby.
Wait, even funnier is, yo, this is the night, dude. Yo, you're dressed up like this. I'm dressed up like this. We all know what happens the night before Thanksgiving. Guys who are over 35.
Mischief
go home
night,
to their parents.
Yo, baby.
No. We go home to our parents' house, you know, once we're like 40.
This is true.
And then we go to the bars the night before Thanksgiving and you meet up with all them sluts from high school. And
what? My gosh, so aggressive.
And we tell them about our families and stuff because we have family.
That was definitely what I used to do. Like I would, my friends would pick me up and we would do that, but I haven't done that in like years.
I mean, it's funny you're wearing the same outfit you wore out then.
I definitely probably wore this same outfit like back in the day.
Yeah, you probably did.
Or I'd be like, hey, I'm wearing a flannel. And it was like 2007 or 8. And I'm like, yeah.
A nice sweater, dude.
Listen, nice dude. Sweater. I'm going to play this for
you
your girlfriend.
You can't afford it.
I can't afford sweaters.
Fast forward, I, by the time this airs, have a job. So
yes,
I
that's hope. True.
We hope.
So you had, let's talk about this. Because, you know, we have a whole episode to talk about Thanksgiving. You had to make a presentation for this job interview.
Yeah, I did.
You had to make a fake coffee company.
I made a fake coffee.
You made a fake coffee
company
and flavor?
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Java Nirvana.
Oh.
Well, I said it was two brothers and a sister, and they inherited it from their father.
Yo, you can't do that.
Yeah, I did.
You have to say they're like that. Yeah, but that's too nuclear. You got to say like they have a divorced parents, like, but they're okay and they're not married. Like one of them's trans. Like you can't.
They are. Who said they weren't? Just because they're family?
I didn't say it. Your job called me
you're
afterwards.
The one.
Your job called me and said, hey, like, we just had an interview with your friend. I think his name's Nuck. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. So they said, he has this bad coffee idea and we want to run it by you first. And I said, listen.
Yeah. What'd you say?
He says a lot of things on the podcast that I have to edit out.
Did you give him the podcast name?
I said, hey, here's the link.
Here's a
to
click.
Listen, you have to leave 5 stars. First.
5 stars. You have to listen to the whole episode. Otherwise, it doesn't count as a view.
And then the... Yo, what did I say? I think I told you I was going to like call them afterwards in like a deep throat voice.
And threaten them. Yeah, and threaten them to say, yeah, give my friend his job. What? Yeah. Who is this? Yeah.
Java Nirvana.
give him a Java Nirvana.
What did I say? I said one of them to you. I said like a weird one too. And you're like, no, I'm not.
Bean machine or something, did you say? Who knows?
I think it was named after like the character we made in Sims, Rajuk.
Rajuk's
roast.
Oh,
I think it was Rajuk's roast. So
that's not bad.
Anyone that's listening to this wouldn't get that inside joke, but we made up a character named Rajuk, Rajuke.
And he used to run around and hang out with his neighbors and be stuck in rooms that didn't have doors or walls.
Just like Thanksgiving. Rajuk was pretty much just like Thanksgiving,
it was
just like a turkey.
Thanksgiving. And he would cry and do circles and you could fast forward time and he'd wet his pants. It was just
and it was like 98, 99. We played The Sims and we used to kill this guy who we named Rajuk.
Griffiths.
Yeah. I remember at a Thanksgiving dinner in like, I guess it was 99, but my brother, like my uncles and aunts were making fun of one of my brothers for like smoking weed or thinking that he was smoking weed. And I, for some reason, declared, like, because I didn't smoke, like, I never smoked anything at that point.
I already hate you for this. I don't even know.
But I, for some reason, my 14-year-old brain was like, I have to declare that I've never done drugs. So I just said it all loud at the table. I'm like, I've never smoked before. And everyone just laughed at me. Like, I was like a loser for doing that. Not like, oh, he's cute. Like, but I was like such a piece of shit then. And I remember doing it. I remember everyone just being like, okay, whatever, dude. Like, right. Nobody cared, but laughed at me too.
No one would invite you to anyway.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And that's why I was so surprised I did that. I'm like, who the fuck was I?
It is weird. And look, here you are like 30 years later and like still no one's invited you to smoke weed.
Yeah. I also remember during that time, my grandmom's mom was still alive and she used to take her teeth out and put it in like a glass cup on the table.
Is that where you got like your fetish thing from?
Those are my teeth. Those are my teeth now.
That's.
She was Polish. Her name was Busha. And her husband was Jaja. So, Busha, thanks for the teeth.
That's
what if I just start like going crazy, like one of those mechanical teeth? And while we're recording,
circle. I don't know.
Anyway, what was this episode about? Oh, turkeys.
Thanksgiving, dude. All the turkeys. Tekken, when you eat chicken. Oh, and it says chicken.
That's another one. Oh, it's chicken?
This chicken. He says chicken out loud.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Looks like
chicken. Another one. So I'm thinking, I'm hoping it's not the same thing, but Final Fight. Final Fight is a same thing,
but no one knows if it's turkey.
No one knows if it's a chicken or a turkey. So let's just move on to the second thing, because sometimes you can't decipher if it's a chicken or a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they look the same on the inside, you know what I'm saying?
That's what you're...
That's what I was implying.
That's fine.
So we looked up a bunch of places that take place in Turkey.
Oh.
So most of them are Istanbul, which I kind of figure because it's probably the most popular city. Is it the capital? Listen, we did a special episode about places that take place in Turkey, but the geographical history lesson, we don't have that.
We're not going to do that. We're not nerds.
So I found some video games. So Dying Light is a recent game.
That's in Turkey?
Yeah, so it takes place in a place called Harran.
Yeah, that's so weird. I played
H-A-R-R-A-N,
Dying Light. I played Dying Light too.
Driver 3 takes place in Istanbul. A game that we did a Driver episode, but I want to play Driver 3 because that's the only one I never played.
Is that the one with a third person with...
Yeah, you can going in and out of the cars and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a game you own, Euro Truck Simulator 2. Don't you own that?
Yeah.
You have all the DLC for it. I'm not even making this up.
We accidentally bought all the DLC for it. Yes, that's correct.
Who's we?
Me and my son.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe you admitted you had a son on this podcast.
Doxed much?
Yeah. I remember because it was years ago, we were talking about Steam games, and you brought that up. You brought up how you own all the DLC for this Euro Truck Simulator. But the DLC is bobbleheads and stuff, right?
I don't think so.
That you put on your dashboard, dashboard?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They do have that. That is available. I don't think I have any, so sorry.
In fact, what?
I hate the DLC for that game.
Oh, yeah. That game. I'm sure you do, man. What about another one called Kabus 22? Takes place in Istanbul.
I combust every time I think about that game. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay. I'm saving all these clips and I'm sending them to your new job.
Thanks.
Be like, hey, you know that Catholic guy that said he's really into God and he thinks everyone is equal?
Do you think I'm applying for a job as a minister or something? Yeah. I'm really confused about that part. That's the thing I don't get. You're like, you're Catholic? He's not that Catholic.
Rampage World Tour takes place in Istanbul.
Like one level.
Uncharted 2, Istanbul.
No one's played it.
Dracula 3, 4, and 5. They're point-and-click games. They take place in Istanbul.
Show me someone who can see his reflection. Not him. Okay.
We just talked about him earlier. He doesn't like turkey. So it's ironic that he visited Turkey in a video game. He's kind of allergic to turkeys.
I think you're using the term wrong, and you never said allergic. So I strike the record.
I'm sorry. If someone dies because of something, that means they're allergic.
No, it doesn't. If you are killed by arrows, you're not allergic to arrows.
If a car hits me...
You're allergic to cars?
I think I have an allergy to cars.
Just sticking your finger in someone's blood. Yeah, this guy's allergic to cars.
Holy shit, this guy's allergic to a Toyota. They're going to the hospital.
Toyota-thon. Who would have seen it coming?
The list is also full with James Bond games, Indiana Jones games, kind of globetrotting games. Yeah. But they're always just Istanbul. I thought, besides Dying Light, I thought there was other places
It's all there is there.
Wow, racist much?
No, that's the only thing in Turkey. I think it's just one city.
Okay, you really doubled down on the racism. It's not a big deal.
I did. And look, I want to be thankful for this. What is it?
I think he just ate a penny.
No.
I don't know what he just ate.
A green grape.
Oh, a green grape. Oh, okay.
He got sponsored by grapes, but only the green ones.
Okay, so just a green grape. Word sponsored by the green grapes. A brand?
No brand.
do people eat grapes on Thanksgiving?
We're going to be giving them out.
Listen,
as gifts at our Thanksgiving. Yeah.
When this the day this episode drops, we're going to be giving away. It's a giveaway. If you go to our Twitter, we're going to ask a bunch of questions, and if you answer, we're going to ship a bunch of grapes to your house.
We can only ship green ones. Those are blueberries. They're separate.
But they're all going to be in a really small Ziploc bag. So listen. You got grapes for Thanksgiving. You got us. You got an episode to listen to. What are you thankful for? You thankful for any video games? You thankful? Did you get any video games for Thanksgiving? Do people get gifts on Thanksgiving?
My son got me something.
What did he get you? What is that?
Ortega. Hot sauce. Ortega.
Janet Ortega hot sauce?
Yeah, he got me hot sauce, and I said, "Thanks, dude. That's for being my son."
Oh, nice.
I don't even know what to put it on because we don't have any. We don't eat tacos ever.
Just put it on yourself.
I could.
Are you? I've been eating a lot of Mexican food.
Have you?
Because my girlfriend is from Texas. She makes a lot of authentic Mexican food.
I told you, by the time this airs, she'll be taken care of.
We'll be broken up?
Yeah, something like it. The police will be investigating her allergy.
Oh, my God. I was about to say.
To think
she's so whatever gets her is she's allergic to?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
All right. So listen. So this was our Thanksgiving episode. You ready? Oh, we're not done yet?
No. She better not die. I made a joke about it. If she did die, then they're going to investigate us.
Listen, I don't think she should listen to this episode then.
I'm scared now.
It sounds like a threat that you're giving me. And he's got a box of grapes, so I don't know what he's going to do with them. Listen,
the grapes.
So let's count the things down that we just said. Ready? Okay. You go first.
Thankful for turkeys in video games that turned out to be chickens.
Yeah.
Ortega hot sauce.
Yeah.
Our new sponsor, green grapes.
Yeah.
Only the green ones. And Dracula is from Turkey, but he doesn't like turkey.
Because he's?
Allergic to turkey.
So don't invite him to?
Thanksgiving turkey.
Bingo. So that's correct? Don't invite Dracula at Thanksgiving. But invite us. Invite us into your home because we like recording these episodes. And guess what? The episode after this, you know what that is? Holiday gift guide.
Have we done one of them?
I don't know. It could be our first one. But thanks for tuning into our Thanksgiving episode. It's probably our first and our last. If Dracula doesn't get us or a car hits me, I might be allergic.
Who knows what we're allergic to? Who knows what we're not allergic to right now? All I know is buy green grapes. Has to be green. Doesn't matter what brand. It comes back to us. We get some residuals. Tell them we sent you. In the meantime, thanks. Thanks for listening. Did you ever say that to the listeners?
Hey, thanks, you turkeys. How'd you like that?
Oh, my God. I hate them. No, take that part out. Okay. Good one. Good one.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you later.
Game over, guys. Thanks a lot.